Welcome to Taking Back Humanity, the podcast that's all about breaking free from the shackles of modern life and living on your own terms. If you're tired of the 9-to-5 grind, feeling unfulfilled, and wondering if there's more to life than the daily routine, then you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Taking Back Humanity podcast. I am your host, Aaron Shade. In this week's episode, I'm going to go deep into my travel journey and what started it and why I feel like it's important for everybody to have an opportunity to travel the world while they're younger and not when they're 70 years old. So let's get started with that. When I was growing up, I always thought that I needed $1 million and then I'd be able to travel the world. And I figured that that was people with fancy yachts and things like that. And that's just not the reality of travel. I mean, you can travel on a dime practically if you want to. It just depends on what your style is. For me, I mean, every year I'd take a vacation somewhere. It might be somewhere exotic. It might be Florida or California or somewhere that is warm. And I always figure warm, sunny beaches. That's what I picture what a vacation meant and what it looked like. And I have changed so much since I had those thoughts, especially after starting to travel internationally. So my very first trip internationally was to Japan. And I went there with my wife back in 2015. And it was pretty amazing just to see how different the culture there was. And going to Tokyo, a very big city, with lots of people around. And I figured that that was going to be that way. I knew that going into it. But we stayed in a hotel there, and it was in Akihabara, so it was close to a lot of the anime-related things that I wanted to see around that area. And we did travel quite a bit throughout the city and then also down to Kyoto, which is a very beautiful city that was still intact after World War II for the most part. So a lot of the old shrines and such are still there, which is great. And it was a really neat cultural experience. But from that experience, I was like, why don't we travel more internationally and just go see some spots? And I see all these kids that go out there right when they're out of high school and they take their little gap year to Europe or something like that. And I never really had that. I went straight into the working world even when I was a teenager, and I really didn't stop until more recently in 2019, I had quit my job to take a longer term trip. But for the most part, I was just like a 2-week vacation here, 2-week vacation there, and usually somewhere in the States, whether it was to national parks or down to, like I said, California, Florida, those kinds of places, because I felt like that was like kind of a neat place to go that was very different than where I'm from in Oregon. And that was just what my travel experiences were like. But I always felt like I needed more of that. And I just felt so limited by my job and not really being able to take 3 weeks, a month or something off in order to really experience a place the way that I wanted to. So after that Japan trip, I was taking international trips with my wife for the next few years. I mean, I haven't even been to Canada yet. And that's drivable from where I'm at. And so I went to Canada, I went to Costa Rica, I went to Norway, and it was just great to see those places. They were pretty fleeting though, because I mean, again, I'm limited by all that vacation time that us as Americans really don't have much. I mean, in Europe, they get 6 weeks of vacation or sometimes even more than that, and they could take it all at once if they wanted to, whereas some people even have to beg their bosses just to take a week off sometimes. And in fact, my current boss, yes, I have a remote job right now, so I'm kind of stuck in that at the moment, but I did have 4 years off before that. But my current remote job and my boss from that hasn't even taken a week vacation in probably her whole time working. I mean, that just sounds crazy to me that we're just so wrapped up in these jobs where we're just, yeah, we're making money, but what's that money really doing for us? I feel like money should be something that we use to have wonderful experiences with and just see the world and connect with other people, other cultures, different landscapes, go on amazing hikes in different places and just really experience this world for what it is. And I know that not everybody has that opportunity, but I don't believe that it's not impossible for just about anyone. I mean, I met somebody that was almost traveling on near nothing and was able to find, like, exchange his own generosity for a bed to stay in. Or, there are a lot of different ways that you can travel for free. That's not currently my style of travel, but it's something that I just feel like, me personally, I want to help as many people as I can to take a gap year as an adult, as maybe a 35-year-old or a 40-year-old or, maybe up to 55-year-old, take that year to really just kind of reconnect with who you are and really rediscover who you are, because a lot of us forget that as we're going through the motions of a job that just every day feels kind of like the same, and it bleeds into the next and to the next. And it's like you wake up from this coma when you go on vacation, like, what did I do this year? I just been doing my job and punching numbers into a computer, and what does that really mean? So yeah, I went on that trip for 9 months. I went around the world. I started in Africa, went through Europe for 6 months, and then down into South America. Was about to go to Antarctica, and a little pandemic thing got in the way of that. Was not good. But then I went home, and then after getting home, it's like, okay, do I want to go back to a job right now? I really didn't. So I've been working on starting my own business, and I've tried a bunch of different things. I've had an online course before, I've had a membership, and they really weren't enough to really create the revenue that I would need in order to replace a job. So ultimately, I ended up going back into the working world, and I'm in a remote job right now, and which it's better than having to commute for sure, but it's still something that doesn't really align very well with me. And I do feel like it's just something that's just soul sucking and boring. I'm not really challenged. I feel like a lot of jobs do limit your growth. I believe that by getting yourself outside of that, even for a little while, you can really make some decent change. I mean, more align yourself with what you're doing, especially. I mean, there are good jobs out there. Not everybody has that luxury. A lot of us end up in something that we were just kind of molded into. I mean, who knows what you really want to do when you go to college? I mean, you could learn finance, you can learn health, all these different industry type positions, but once you get into them, it's like you molded yourself into this job, and you just keep going and rising the ranks of that particular path, and then find out that this really isn't all it's cut out to be, and I really don't like what I'm doing, and I really need to make a change. But then you fear so much that, like, oh, if I make a change, then I have to start from the bottom somewhere. And you've already built this life that's already demanding a lot of income. And then you kind of feel stuck. But I believe that when you do break yourself out of the box for a little while, you have more time to really contemplate what your next steps in life are. And by taking a more meaningful travel experience, like a gap year type thing when you're an adult, you can really try a lot of different things on that trip and see a lot of different cultures and ways of life, and really open your eyes that maybe even the way that we're doing things in the United States is just so backwards compared to some other places where they have stronger communities and really connect with each other, and everybody helps everybody else. And it's just more of a community-based lifestyle and not so much of this individualism that we tend to have here. And I mean, some people are fine with that. Sure, you can be an extreme introvert and just like you want to just be in your little hidey hole all the time. But I just really want others to get out there, see the world, see different ways of life, experience new foods, new languages, new environments, and just get away from what you're doing for just even a little while. I mean, you can even just take a month trip or a 2 month trip. It doesn't have to be a year, but I feel like just by doing that, you can really discover what really matters most, and you can be really grateful for the experiences that you have, because I think that money is not just there to support, a house and two cars and, a place with a swimming pool in the back. I mean, that's great to an extent, but I really don't need all of that stuff anymore. I've really traded the idea of, like, even for Christmas presents, it's like, buy me an experience of something. Don't just send me more stuff from Amazon. I just want more experience in life. I mean, I'm only here for so long, right? We all are. And my parents left at a very young age, unfortunately. And I just value life a lot differently than maybe some others do. And I just think that we don't really think too much about the best way to reprioritize what we're doing to increase our experience level. And I just can't do that in a 9-to-5 job. Even if it's remote, it's like, yeah, great. I get to work from my home office and I can go have my creature comforts nearby, like having my tea and, the birds out the window and all that great stuff, but which is still better than a cube farm. But I'd rather just choose my own adventure. And so I'm really, really focused on getting my business going and really helping other people discover themselves and have meaningful travel experiences and really open their eyes to different possibilities and realize that why do you want to wait until retirement to travel and see things? And I know a lot of people do that and they spend their whole life making money. And it's like, now you got this big pile of money that you may not even be able to spend because you might not live it long enough to spend it all. And all of that is just time. That's energy that you've been putting into things in order to get those dollars. And that energy could be better used to have a more optimal life. And, just staying in autopilot is easy. And a lot of people feel comfort in just having this easy, just go through the motions life. But I just feel like, to me, that's kind of a waste. I mean, there's just so much more potential that we all have and that we could bring to the world. And I just want all of you to be able to have at least that experience of getting out there and seeing some things and doing some different things, trying getting out of your comfort zone and just living, finding out what matters and find your happiness. A lot of people just live in misery and they just wallow in it and they're like, oh, everything's happening to me. In reality, everything's happening for you. Even if it's bad, there's always some experience to be gained out of that. And you learn, you grow, you challenge yourself, you get just better as an overall human being by going through those rough spots and then finding that that's teaching you a lesson. That's bringing you closer to who you are. And I just love the idea of just having that connection and that love and that feeling towards the world and the happiness and being in that energy spot over just wallowing in misery all the time. So, anyway, this is just kind of a big rambling here. And this is this podcast this time. And I just had to let all that energy out because I feel like I want everyone to have travel experiences that just light you up and fill your cup full of meaning. And instead of waking up on your deathbed with a life of regrets, I mean, truly, that's, I'm sad that it took me till I was 39 years old just to even get out of the country and see some other places around the world with different cultures, different people, environments, and all of that, because I've changed so much from that experience. So that's all I got for you guys this time around. So I hope that you enjoyed at least getting a little piece of inspiration from me today. And I will see you in the next episode. Take care. Head over to the show notes where you can leave us a rating and review. And I'll see you in the next episode.